Brockham Bonfire, November the 3rd. Now, earlier this evening, what is reported to have been a firework was thrown at Brockham Bonfire, one of the most spectacular events that takes place on November the 5th. Brockham Bonfire is built up over many, many weeks, builds a huge bonfire, in fact, a very large bonfire. And I'm joined by Tony Hines. Tony, just first of all, just tell us what your responsibility is towards the bonfire organisation.
Okay, so I'm now called event coordinator. I've been chairman. This is my 40th bonfire, coordinating the event.
Tony, obviously this incident took place earlier this evening. It's been brought under control with the vigilance of local residents who called the fire brigade pretty quickly, and your team were on site very fast. What happened?
Yeah, we had still people here on the village green. Luckily, we had a cache of 20 fire extinguishers delivered to us this afternoon to use over the weekend. Many bonfire boys appeared here very quickly, and the fire was controlled. The fire brigade arrived very quickly. One of the firemen happens to be one of our bonfire boys, and they very quickly got it under control with some water from the engine and a hydrant, and within 10 or 15 minutes the main flames were out. There was a lot of heat inside the fire. With their heat seeking handheld things, they could see there were hot spots, and we managed to get sufficient water 5 or 6 foot into the bonfire to get that out. Then we got a digger here and we pulled some of the bonfire away. So the bonfire's still very intact. It's 25 foot tall, 37 foot across. We'll know a bit more in daylight the extent of the damage, but right now a blind man would like to see any problems, and I don't think there will be any. The bonfire's intact. We're going to keep a closer eye on it now till Saturday night, when 20,000 people can come along and watch it burn properly.
Now, obviously, tonight's goings-on have made social media in a huge way this evening, with tweets and Facebooks and pictures going around the internet. As you're saying, and as I'm looking at the bonfire now, it is intact. Yes, there's a little scarring from the burning earlier on, but it is very much intact, and the event will take place on Saturday evening.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been here all day. We've been building the bonfire for 6 weeks. We're well ahead of schedule. This won't hold up our preparations to prepare the village for Saturday evening. So if you were coming, please do come. If you've never been before, perhaps don't come this year, because we'll run out of room. We don't want a bigger crowd. But if you were coming and you've been before, we're looking forward to seeing you and feeling your generosity in our collection tins. Not only will you see a great bonfire, but a fantastic firework display. And as I said a moment ago, all the planning preparation is in place for that. But what we Brockham Green is only a finite size. So if you've never been before and you picked up this message, perhaps watch the videos afterwards on YouTube. But if you've never been before, please don't come.
Thank you very much, Tony Hines.